You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, you're on 95BFM Breakfast. Speaking of things that have been long time coming, worth the wait though, we're talking about the return of the Show Me Shorts Film Festival with the festival director, Gina Delabarca. Kia ora, Gina, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am delighted to be here in person in the studio.
It's nice to see your face. Last time we've talked, you know, it's been a weird couple of years. Festivals have had to be very nimble, jumping online, moving around, but it's really nice to be able to celebrate the return of a staple of the Aotearoa film landscape into the real world, the Show Me Shorts Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about the festival. It's in the title, but what is the MO for Show Me Shorts? What are you all about?
So Show Me Shorts is New Zealand's leading international short film festival, and we were actually recently, at the beginning of this year, listed by Movie Maker magazine as one of the top 20 short film festivals in the world.
Awesome.
Which is pretty cool. We've always strived to be one of, to do justice to the films that we play.
Yeah.
And as you know, New Zealand short films are amazing, and our filmmakers are rated so highly around the world that it's really nice that people think that our festival is doing a good job of providing a platform to see those short films. And it's really cool that we've been growing over the last several years. So from the 7th of October, we launch at the Hollywood here in Auckland this Friday.
Fantastic venue.
And then we roll out to 36 venues all across New Zealand. Lots of cinemas in the big centres, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin, but then we're also in lots of small places like Arrowtown and Katikati and Stewart Island and all over the place. Great Barrier Island we go out to, so people in smaller areas get a chance to see the films too. And some of those places don't even have proper movie theatres, but there's like community centres halls that we can play in. And so short film is for everyone, and so we're doing our best to get out there and give people opportunities to come together and enjoy short films together.
Absolutely. We were just talking about this off mic, but you know, there is something really special about watching a movie, whether it be short or long, in a cinema with an audience and sharing that experience with other people. It's not the same as watching it on your couch at home on your laptop screen. And there's something really special, I think, about seeing short films on the big screen, because it's not always got the opportunity to be celebrated in that way. What is it about short films that appeals to you? Because it is quite a different method of storytelling than any other type of filmmaking.
Yeah, I think that with short films, the essence of the story is distilled right down to its kind of barest elements. And so you get this really concentrated form of the story, which is more powerful in a lot of ways than a feature film. So it has to be to have the impact to kind of be successful and reach an audience.
Yeah, totally. But that doesn't mean it's limited in what it can say or what it can do and what it talks about. Tell us a wee bit about what is actually going to be in this film festival, because it's broad, it's wide ranging. What kind of stuff can people see, Gina?
So we have 13 different sessions in the festival this year, 92 short films.
Whoa, nice.
And most of those will be screening in cinemas, but there's also six of those programs that are going to be available online through Show Me Shorts On Demand starting in a couple of weeks, so once the festival gets going.
Cool.
But the themes this year, we always have kind of an audience-friendly sampler pack, and we've got two whānau-friendly selections this year for people to go with their family and children. And we've also got a Swiss focus. And we actually have guests coming out from Switzerland.
Whoa, international visitors.
I know, international visitors. It's pretty exciting. So they're coming out to see their films and take part in events.
Why a Swiss focus? What's coming out of Switzerland at the moment?
Well, Switzerland's a really interesting country. It traditionally was known for this kind of sentimental nostalgia of films about the mountains and landscape. And then they went through this phase of like French New Wave experimentalism. And now they're in a really mature place where they're making really layered, thoughtful films that are quite cutting edge and interesting and much more varied.
Mm.
So I thought it's a really good time to kind of delve into,
that.
And I've been waiting until we were allowed international guests so that we could have our Swiss focus.
Yes, awesome.
So I wanted to bring them out. But we also have some, there's a Twisted Twilight section for people that like a bit of horror and thriller.
Nice.
One of my favourite sections this year is called The Cost of Progress, and that's got a lot of films kind of around like environmentalism, gentrification, displaced peoples, all of those kind of interesting subjects, not necessarily all serious docos. There's like some fun, there's some music in those films. And I think by grouping them together, it kind of allows people to dig more deeply into the themes of those films and kind of connect the dots.
Yeah. I think that's also really, as you say, connecting the dots is really important, and it allows those conversations between filmmakers and lots of different places to be seen together, because that is one of the joys of short films, is you can get into these ideas in a kind of quick succession in a really, as you said, distilled type of a way.
Yeah, I'll mention one of the films specifically. So there's a film called Atelier au Le Crescent, or Sons of the Crescent, and it's a film starring Villa Junior Lemanu, and it's actually based on a stage play that he performed.
Oh, wow.
And it's about him being told that his childhood home in South Auckland is being sold, and he goes back there and revisits it and kind of explores his community and just kind of has this beautiful nostalgic moment of remembering his childhood, walking through the playing fields at his local school. And it's got a nice quietness and kind of a poetry about it.
Yeah. That's so lovely. I think there's something really special about being able to see personal stories in this way as well, because it really gives you an opportunity to step into someone's thoughts or their headspace or their childhood, in this instance. It sounds beautiful. Any other faves or special mentions?
I would like to mention a film called My AI Lover.
Excellent.
That film is about three different women who fall in love with their AI.
Ooh.
And it's a documentary.
Like, oh, wow.
When I first saw the film, I was kind of got halfway through before I realised it was actually a doco. And
that's amazing.
It kind of shows you that we are actually living in the future.
Yeah.
All of these things that we kind of imagine in a sci-fi world happening, like we're in it.
That's fascinating as well to see, a woman's gaze on that situation, because sci-fi has so traditionally given us men falling in love with their very beautiful female AI sort of characters. That's a really interesting, lens on that there.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. So that film plays as part of the Future Vision section, and there's actually quite a few films with kind of a female perspective as part of that section, maybe partly because my programming team skews slightly towards more women. I also think more women, more people of all kinds are picking up a camera these days
make
films, so we're getting lots more stories from different perspectives, and I think that's what makes a film festival more interesting. We don't want to hear the same stories over and over again.
No. I think it's really exciting, and that's the other joy about this, is you'll see a lot of stories if you go along to any of these screenings. You got one more fave for us, Gina?
I guess it is
the worst question ever to ask programmers. I always feel bad asking it, but I do want to know what else is out there.
So there's a film called King Tupac in the whānau-friendly section, which is a mythological film about how the Kumara got to New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
From South America.
Sick.
It's an animated kind of mythological / true story. It just shows there's a lot of variety.
Yeah, totally. Oh, this is so exciting. Show Me Shorts Film Festival, returning to cinemas, which is awesome. Give us the dates again, Gina. When's it all kicking off?
It kicks off from this Friday. There's opening night at the Hollywood. Tickets available from showmeshorts.co.nz, and then it rolls around the country across the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, brilliant. Well, can't wait to see some awesome short films. We're going to play Dick Move Ladies Night, because this music video is getting its sort of screening debut as part of the festival. I'm excited to see it. Thanks, Gina, for popping in today.
Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.